Major repair.
Hey, is Liberty in?
This is.
Hey, Liberty. My name's Sam. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, good. Did you have a couple minutes to talk about your file real quick here?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. I'm with the underwriting department. Just wanted to go over a few things, give you some initial feedback.
Okay.
So, you know, first of all, I just kind of want to do a little recap here, make sure we're on the same page. You guys are looking for some working capital.
Yes.
I believe it. My notes here say that it was for some inventory. Was that the case?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how much were you looking for?
Ooh, I'm looking up to 30 grand.
Okay. All right. And can you give me an idea of, you know, what type of inventory you're doing, how much you're looking for, and what type of return you see on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's high-velocity stock. I mean, we're buying LCD phone screens. For instance, I just bought $30,000 worth of inventory, and, you know, that should, you know, we'll sell that in 10 days.
Oh, okay.
So it's moving pretty quick. Our margins are anywhere from 15 to 30%.
Okay.
And I'm partnered with a remanufacturing plant, so I don't have to worry about defective stock because they can fix it here in the States. I don't have to send it back.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And, I mean, it's huge demand. It's...
Sure. So is it, you know, leaving as fast as you can get it? Sounds to be the case.
Pretty much. That's why I need the additional funding, because, you know, I have a 4-day lead time from China. Plus I got to do a QC check. That's going to be a day. Mm-hmm. And I got to, you know, pick, pack and ship. That's going to be a half a day. And then, once I sell it, you know, I'm going to have, you know, reorders for more. And I can't reorder when I'm down to zero. I gotta keep the pipeline full of inventory.
Sure.
So.
Okay. So how are you going about getting your inventory now? Are you using a line of credit? Are you just using cash on hand?
I'm using cash, and I'm using right now I'm using credit too. So it's a combination of credit and cash.
Okay. Okay. All right, so I do have some feedback on the file for you. That's pretty much in line with what my understanding was. Now, there were a few issues that we had in getting you an approval. I have you guys down as being in business since 2015, so being relatively young,
yeah.
That presents a few challenges. But we definitely have some programs that we're able to work with. A lot of them are kind of like a starter package. When, you know, a business has, you know, a short time in business, we kind of want to, you know, do our due diligence and make sure we can establish a relationship with the idea of doing more in the future. So that seems to be the case with what we have here. Now, a couple points on the file, just to give you full feedback here, because it's information that will serve you well. You guys, at this point, the revenue that you're generating, we're seeing... In going through the bank accounts, a little less than $10,000 a month, which is right at our threshold. I was able to get an exception on this file. It looks like on the last month we had about $9,000, and in June we had kind of a narrow ending balance. It looked like you guys ended at about $4.
Last month was bad because we had all the flooding. And the street that comes up to the store, Eldridge, was underwater for a month and a half. So, that just killed us. I mean, it was all the Texas flooding that we had.
Sure.
But, this month, I mean, we're halfway through the month. I mean, typically, we do at least 12 grand a month up to 18.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. And, you know, that absolutely makes sense. And we have kind of established that we do want to work with you guys. So what I have for you is a bit of a starter package. So I know we're looking for $30,000 right now at this time with the revenue that you guys have and kind of the restrictions we have with your time in business. We're only able to start out with $11,000. But like I said, it's a starter package. The way that this is structured is once you get midway into the term and you establish that you can make the payments on time and we have a working relationship, we open you up to refinancing options where you can renew and there are more funds available to you with longer terms. So we really just want to extend an olive branch and start doing business with you. So for this first time around, I have you, the approval is for $11,000 over 12 months. Your total payback would be $16,000, and it would be structured with a daily payment of $63 a day.
I get to pay daily at $63?
So for first-time borrowers, and it's pretty much standard in the industry, it's going to be a Monday through Friday daily payment, so usually 21 business days a month. And that is going to be, it's going to be an ACH automatic withdrawal out of the account. So you don't have to worry about making that payment every day.
Okay. Okay.
Now, does the $11,000, is it something that you think you can start to work with, especially with the idea that more is available in the future?
I mean, if you could get me to 15, then I could go with you. Otherwise, I mean, I need to go look at some other options.
Okay, because, I mean, generally, we try, I mean, at least on my end, I try to give you as much as possible. That's mm-hmm. my job. Right now, with the time in business and your recent cash flow, $11,000 is the ceiling. But once you get about 4 months into this, we'll be able to get you more cash.
Okay. So $63 a month times 20, I'm looking at $1,200 a month.
Let me see. I can do some quick math for you. It's 21 days, so just so we can have some accurate numbers. So you'd be, it'd be about $1,300 a month.
And I get the $11,000 up front?
Yes. So the $11,000 will be deposited into your business checking account. You're free to use it however you'd like.
And how soon?
So if it's something you want to move on, all I would need from you is, I believe, a copy of the driver's license and a voided check. I can generate the documents, send them over to you for you to review. As soon as I get the signed documents back, we can usually deposit the funds into the account the same day or within 24 hours.
Okay. And it takes 6 months for a refi.
Let me take a look. I don't have all of the details on what your renewal options are. Typically, we say midway. So you're at 12 months. So 6 months would be your halfway point. A lot of the times, once you're 4 months in, if you're showing greater cash revenue, mm-hmm. we're able to get you more funds at that point.
Okay. Yeah, you'll see a greater cash revenue.
Yeah, and I believe it, especially, you know, it seems like the situation you're dealing with is if you have the money to buy the inventory, you're able to turn it over. So this is kind of a starter package to, it's like a tester for both sides. You know, you get to see if you like doing business with us, we do the same thing with you. Hopefully, if everything pans out, it seems like it will, there's going to be a lot of revenue to be made, and the next time mm-hmm. around, we're going to be able to get you a whole lot more, especially with the return being there.
Okay. Okay. I can send it. I'm not pulling the trigger on it just yet. I want to, you know, verify the inventory that's coming in, which should be Saturday.
Okay.
Just to make sure that, you know, we got a sound business model. And then I will be probably reaching out to you, probably middle of next week or the end of next week.
Okay. Are you looking to get the funds the middle or end of next week?
I'm looking to say yes, I need it by the middle or end of next week.
Okay, so if that's the case, what I would suggest is to go ahead, send the driver's license and voided check so we can send you the documents so you have them right now. You know what you're working with. Once you sign them and send them back to us, usually there are a few last funding stipulations that we need to gather. So there
like
can
what?
Be... Well, it depends on the program. Let me see. A lot of times it'll be something along the lines of like a copy of the business lease agreement. You know, just simple documents like that. Sometimes we'll have to verify the bank accounts through a screen share. Mm-hmm. So there's just final last minute processes that we have to do. So if you're looking to do it by the end of next week, I would suggest having the signed documents back into us by early next week.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so, all I need is you to send the driver's license and voided check. I believe you were working with Ja, and you can send those directly to her, and we can go ahead and get the documents out to you.
Okay.
All right, did you have any questions for me while you got me on the line?
No, I think it's something that I can work with.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and like I said, looking at the file, it seems like there's a whole lot to be had moving forward. Let's just, you know, start it off on a small step, and then we'll take larger steps as we go.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, all right, well, thanks for the time, and just send the driver's license and voided check over to Jaw.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, bye.